You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is my pleasure to say hello to Don Ray, the 44th president of the PGA of America. And Don is a member of the Southwest PGA section and is the owner and operator of Augusta Ranch Golf Club, a public golf course in Mesa, Arizona. And, you know, presidents of the PGA serve two-year terms and represent over 31,000 PGA golf professionals. It's a huge job. And we say hello to Don. Welcome to Talking Golf.
And it's my pleasure to be here. You're right, 31,000. But they seem to be all happy right now. So let's not ruin that. They're doing great things out there. It's awesome.
It is really great year for golf. Just so exciting. And for the PGA of America, with heightened interest in the game, a variety of stars, Don, who are capable of making history, and a Ryder Cup year as well. So what a year for the PGA.
You know, you're exactly right. I mean, hey, I got 31,000 stars, right? They're on the front lines out there, sticking tees in the ground, hoping people get it airborne. And you're right. The recreational game is amazing, right? 28.1 million golfers. We got 47.2 are playing on and off the golf course. And then you're right. This is a major week. And we've got the strongest field of all the majors, 99 out of the top 100 players. So we're super excited to see what happens. And I tell everybody, you can't be the best unless you beat the best. And the best are here.
You're absolutely right. You're at Quail Hollow. And I mean, so many compelling stories. We have Rory. Can he continue his historic run? We have Jordan Spieth. He needs a title at the PGA Championship to capture a career Grand Slam. You have Xander Schauffele, who was a 2024 PGA champion and Open champion. What an incredible year he's had. And then Scottie Scheffler, of course. He doesn't have a PGA Championship yet. Two Masters titles, Bryson DeChambeau, two-time U.S. Open champion and came in second last year at the PGA Championship, JT, two-time PGA Championship, Brooks Koepka, three-time PGA champion. I mean, Don, the storylines are incredible.
Isn't it amazing, too? You know, and I love the fact, even like Rory's story, all the non-golfers who got involved in his story. And golfers had to explain why it was so emotional for Rory. And it gave an opportunity for a dad or mom who loves golf to explain to their family why they were crying, right, or why they were high-fiving. And it was so exciting. And I think when you have storylines like that, and these are really good individuals, too, it's just easy to kind of go, wow, I hope that person wins or that person wins. And that's what makes you excited to watch a four-day major championship. And you're right. I don't know what's going to happen when we hand out the trophy later today, but I do know this. It's going to be exciting, and it's going to be must-see TV.
Well, talk about what makes the PGA Championship so different from the other majors.
Well, I think one, it's the strength of field, right? 99 out of the top 100. We love that. We have our Corebridge Financial 20, and so that's PGA professionals from across the country who play in our PGA Professional Championship in the top 20, the Corebridge Financial 20, they get to play in this event. So it's a huge week for all of us rooting on our fellow golf professionals. One, we have Kerry Hay again. I mean, Kerry, he's like the course whisperer. I don't know how he pulls it out of each layout, but everywhere that we go, he always makes it a compelling championship that identifies the best player that week. And I think it's the variety of golf courses, right? Some majors always stick at the certain time of golf courses, or they take a golf course and maybe they try to do a certain, you know, format out under shooting for a score. Kerry's never done that. We go to different style facilities around the nation, and then he somehow, whatever the grasses are, whatever the tree situation is, he just seems to pick the right tee boxes, the right hole locations, and the right height of cut on all the grass. And it ends up just working every year. He never lets us down, Ann.
And the challenges, of course, this week with all the rain, I mean, that's just so challenging for somebody like Kerry.
Well, yeah, I mean, but this course is made for championships. It drains very well. We had a lot of rain this week, right? But if you look at the rough, it's growing. The fairways are perfect. I've been on the board for 3 years. I've been an officer now for four. I've been president for 6 months. This is the best conditioned golf course that I've seen in my travels. And we've had some amazing golf courses, but the sub-air systems they have out here, you know, Keith Wood, who's their director of agronomy. Yeah, it's the rain's here, but I'll tell you what, it's just going to make it more compelling. So I can't wait to see what happens.
And you mentioned the 20 club pros, and I love that aspect of the PGA Championship. We had Dylan Newman on last week's show, the assistant pro at Meadowbrook on Long Island, who qualified for a second PGA Championship. That's a very special aspect of this major, Don, because these club pros who don't really play a ton of tournament golf because they're working day to day, right, at their clubs, they have a chance to really play with the best players in the world.
Isn't that great? I mean, there's professional golfers and there's golf professionals, and we are golf professionals and we still love to play and compete, but we've got a day job. And so we've got to do that all the time. But like Tyler Collette, you know, I just love what he's doing. You know, he wins the championship by 10 shots. I mean, it was a great win. You have Michael Block. This is his seventh PGA championship. Everybody knows the Block party that happened a couple years ago, you know, and then Bob Sowards, you know, 56 years old playing in this. But then I see a story like Rube Taylor. I don't know if you saw that story on Golf Digest, Ann, but Rube Taylor, you know, he had a lot of adversity in his life, was arrested, but he turned his life around. Now he's married. He's got a young baby, and then he makes it into the PGA Championship, being one of the team of 20. So proud of him and proud of the 20 they're going to play this week. I know they're going to represent us all very well.
Don, let's dive into some key issues facing golf today. There were a total of 16 LIV golfers entered into the field of this PGA Championship. Would you like to see the LIV golfers compete in PGA Tour events?
Well, you know, I don't control the PGA Tour. I'm just the PGA of America. And what we want is the strongest field in golf. We want the best players globally, not just here in the States, globally to play. And I think that's some of the secret sauce of Kerry Haig also, right? We definitely have the systems that we go through, all the different tours that Kerry looks at to find out and make sure we have the best players of the 156 that are here. I love it that, you know, the LIV players are only basically playing in some of these majors because it brings more people to watch Bryson and see what he can do. You're right. He just barely missed last year when Xander made that 6-foot putt. The first winner, by the way, who made a birdie on the last hole in like 20 years. And so I say, whether it's the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, or any of the majors we do on all the tours, we want the best in the world playing. And that's what we ensure that we get. And all we have to do is invite them. They show up.
And what about the official world golf rankings? Do you think they should award points to LIV golf players?
You know, I don't know. You know, Derek Sprague is our CEO. He sits on that board now. Obviously, Kerry Haig sits on that board. So I just kind of stay in my lane, Ann, right? I'm the president. I stick to the 31,000. Derek and I work hand in hand. I know he's representing us well. And I'm not certain of the discussions that they're having about the world golf rankings, but I know Derek is going to represent golf. It's not just representing the PGA of America. He and I and the 31,000, we just want to win for golf whenever it happens. And if the golf wins, the PGA wins. And so, yeah, I don't know what they're going to end up figuring out, but I know they're thinking long and hard about all the things that impact our game.
Maybe.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It'll be President Trump who brings the two sides together. You never know.
Well, you know, hey, I'm glad that he plays golf, right? I mean, if I, you know, it doesn't matter who you vote for. All I say is, that guy play golf? He does. Now, you could play it, but not truly appreciate the power of golf. You know, golf raises more money for charity than all the other sports combined. And then when you look at what we do with PGA Reach, our foundation, right? The PGA Reach Foundation. There's three, and I know you know this, Ann, there's three pillars of that. One is PGA Works. And we just had the PGA Works Collegiate Championship at Whistling Straits, right? 180 athletes from all the HBCU universities, the minority serving institutions, historical black colleges and universities, right? The HBCUs. So that's really cool. We have our Hope program. This last Monday of this championship week and was the Secretary's Cup. 12 teams of veterans all around the nation played in their major, their veterans major. We call it the Secretary Cup. And then PGA Junior League, right? 77,000 kids last year, numbers on their backs, boys and girls playing together. And that's what golf does. So if a president understands that, I know I understand it as president. You're president too, by the way. If we all understand that actually it's not what the money is, it's what the money does, then golf wins.
Well said, Don. Very well said. All right, let's look at the roll back the ball issue, because I know you all talked about that in the press conference earlier in the week. You and the CEO of the PGA of America, Derek Sprague, reiterated at the press conference that the PGA is against rolling back the golf ball, which aims to make golf balls go less of a distance than they currently do. Now, I know the USGA and the RNA want to implement a rollback for professional golf, I think it's in 2028. First of all, your thoughts on that issue, and do you think with the PGA's resistance, that will make a difference?
Well, it's 2028. You're right. That's for the elite game, or the, you know, the professional golfers. 2030 for recreational. So you're exactly right. This is what I know. You know, right now it's the most collaborative process that I've ever seen. I actually celebrate and thank the USGA for when we came back. Now, we had been against it before, right? We had our press releases in 2023, but as we talk to the 28 million golfers that we just referenced earlier, we have to listen to them, man. I mean, our pros are the ones who talk to those 28 million golfers, and they had some concerns of like, how much is this going to affect my enjoyment of the game? Is this going to make the game more expensive? And all we did is, you know, we went to the USGA, Mike Wan and Fred Perpall and Mark Darbin, right? And said, hey guys, we just talked to 28 million golfers and they have mentioned a couple things and we probably should start talking about that. And, you know, the USGA said, yeah, let's talk more about it. And we've had some great meetings with the PGA Tour, the DP Tour, all the recreational stakeholders in golf, the owners, the superintendents. And so that collaborative process is happening now. And like I said in the press conference, I think sometimes you can listen to respond and other times you can listen to learn. I really appreciate the process right now where everybody's listening to learn on behalf of the game. And I don't know what's going to happen. I just want golf to win. But I do appreciate that we're having this collaborative approach. It's awesome.
And you've been in the golf industry for years. So if they decide perhaps not to roll back the ball, I mean, what other measures do you think need to be done to battle the distance issue?
If they don't roll it back, is that what you said, Ann?
Yes.
If they don't roll it back, well, I think, you know, I think everybody agrees the ball can't go any farther. Right. Everybody agrees that rolling back, that's what causes some of the issues, I think, for all of those amateurs out there. I mean, think about it. You know, I'm playing a Pro V1 and then I lose it on the first hole, but then I find another Pro V1 and then I start playing with that. And is that conforming or not? Because you don't know how long that ball's been in that bush. So that's kind of crazy. So if they don't, if they do end up rolling it back, then, you know, we'll adjust and we're going to try like heck to make sure they understand the blind spot there. But I know they're listening very well. And if they don't roll it back, then the ball can't go any further. We don't think it should go further. We really don't. We just don't want it to go shorter.
All right. Let's talk Ryder Cup. I mean, I wish I had 3 hours with you, but we have to get all this in a very short segment here.
I'm talking fast, Anne. I'm talking as fast as I can.
I know. I love your energy. So, of course, the Ryder Cup at the end of September. Beth Page Black, talk about how your team is preparing and what your expectations are for the Ryder Cup in New York.
Well, how about Keegan Bradley, right? I'm telling you, this guy loves the Ryder Cup. His dad's a PGA golf professional. He knows the course. He loves his players. I mean, I saw him at the past Champions Dinner this week. He loves being captain. You saw him in the press conference. You know, but I think what's really cool, you know, the crowds are going to be amazing. I mean, think about it. This is iconic. It's going to be epic. We're on this amazing golf course, and we're right outside Manhattan. I mean, what is more American than that? On a public golf course. And that's what really stirred us. And we knew we were going to do this. We just didn't want to start it until Bethpage opened. But the People's Perk, 3,000 tickets that are free, and we're surprising people in that whole area. The Metropolitan PGA is helping the PGA of America for us to give some tickets to people who wouldn't expect it. Maybe they've stood in line all day to try to play Bethpage. We're giving them to kids. We're giving them to church groups. I mean, it's amazing. And so we're really proud to tell everybody that this Ryder Cup is the people's Ryder Cup.
So it's going to be a Ryder Cup ticket giveaway. Can you give us some more details? When is this going to happen and who's eligible?
Yeah, well, it's happening now. Like I said, we've got 3,000 tickets that we're handing out. And we've got, man, you could Google like some of the cool videos that have happened already when we launched it, when Bethpage opened, I think last week sometime. It was raining, but the people who braved the rain to play that very first day that it opened, we literally on the second hole had an envelope on the flagstick. It said, open me. When they opened it, boom, they've got Ryder Cup tickets. And then we came out and interviewed him. So it's going to be things like that. There were some kids on the range. We gave them tickets. You'll see there's going to be even more activations that are going to just put a big smile on your face and warm your heart of the looks on these people's faces when they get tickets to the Ryder Cup. So I'm not going to tell you all the details, Ed, because I got to surprise you. It's awesome.
All right. Well, I mean, look, the tickets are very expensive this year. There's, you know, no secret to that. What, $255 for practice round, $749 for tournament days per day. You know, they're a lot more expensive than they were 2 years ago at Marco Simone in Italy and at Ryder Cups previous.
Yeah, but, you know, a couple things. One, you know, it only comes around every 4 years domestically, right? World Series tickets were more expensive than that. They had a world, you know, they had a playoff game, World Series game in Yankee Stadium, right? And they were like $1,000. But remember this, those tickets, they get sold on the secondary market, right? We know that that happens all the time. And the last time I checked, those secondary markets, they don't write checks to PGA Reach Foundation. They don't help kids play golf. They don't save veterans' life like PGA Hope does. All we wanted to do is meet in the middle somewhere, raise our ticket prices so that we can have more money to give back to this game. Remember, the Ryder Cup's a global competition, and it's amazing. But at the end of the day, it's our fundraiser. We are a not-for-profit in every sense of the word, and the Ryder Cup allows us to grow the game and serve our members. So, yeah, they went up a little bit, but it was only because we could have more to give back to the game.
And all these days before the final round of the PGA Championship, can I put you on the spot? Who are you picking?
You know, I'm going to pick the person who's going to best represent the PGA of America in our 31,000, and that's the person I hand the trophy to on Sunday, and I'm not going to say anything else, and we'll see who wins. I want golf to win. If golf wins, the PGA member wins, and our champions have never let me down. Xander, at the past Champions Dinner this week, was amazing. He showcased us so well, talking about junior golf, helping out people all the time, and the next champion, whoever it is, I know they're going to represent us very well. So you can't put me on the spot. I'm not going to do it for you, Ann. I'm sorry.
Robert, you're so diplomatic. As you need to be. Don Ray, president of the PGA of America. I love your positive attitude and your energy. It's infectious. Thanks for being on Talking Golf.
Thanks, Ann. You're the best. I appreciate your show and have a great day.
Thanks so much.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.